Chapter 4. A Game of Stones. Some of the families were preparing to leave the camp. They took 6 of my men and put them on camels. I held Horace firmly to make sure he would stay with us. I didn't know where the nomads were taking my men, or if I would see them again. Our captors allowed us to say goodbye. Then they rode into the desert and soon disappeared. We were now a group of 5. Mr. Savage, Horace, Richard Delisle, James Clark and I. We were left with about 30 men, women and children of the tribe. The adults went inside a tent. The children stayed outside, playing in the shade of the tent, watching us with great curiosity. They were most interested in Horace, and some of them came to touch his curly blonde hair, then laughed and ran away. Horace looked horrified. 2 young boys were playing a game. It seemed similar to chess, but they played with small stones. They threw the stones in tiny holes in the sand. One boy was winning, and the other was shouting his name angrily. Jamil! I looked at Horace and said sadly, I'm very sorry I agreed to bring you here. You should be safe at home with your parents. You should be playing with your friends, like those boys.
No, sir, said Horace. You're not responsible for this. I've always dreamt about travelling around the world, and I beg to come with you. But please, if I don't survive this, if you ever return home, please tell my parents and my brothers that I love them.
He suddenly looked much older than 15. I didn't see the light of adventure and hope in his eyes any more. You're a brave young man, I said. I'll keep my promise to your parents. I'm responsible for you, and I'm going to get you home. Tears filled the boy's eyes and mine. There was a shout of victory. The young nomad Jamil had won the game, and his friend threw his stones into the sand near Horace's feet. Horace collected them in his hand and showed them to Jamil. The boys looked at each other for a while, and then Jamil took the stones and smiled. He ran into the tent and returned a few seconds later with a bowl of water. Then he put it on the ground next to us and watched us drink it. He sat next to the tiny holes in the ground and made signs at Horace, talking excitedly.
I don't understand you, said Horace.
Come, the boy said in English. Horace sat next to Jamil in the shade, and the boy moved the stones around, shouting instructions.
I think I understand, said Horace. It looks easy.
They were soon playing together, excitedly. Horace repeated Jamil's words to express surprise, pleasure, or anger. He was an intelligent boy and a quick learner. Jamil also tried to repeat a few words of English.
Good!
He exclaimed when Horace made his first correct move. It looked like a normal scene, 2 boys playing happily together. However, our master soon saw them and pulled Jamil away from Horace. I didn't need to understand their language to know what he was saying and why he was so angry with his son. The boy's a slave. We don't make friends with our slaves. I was sad for Horace, as he had so obviously enjoyed playing a game with another boy. During the night, we slept outside on the hard stones. It was very cold, and we didn't have any blankets to protect us. It was a long night. In the morning, we prepared to leave the camp. The men ordered us to bring water for the camels and attach baskets to their backs. The baskets were for the small children to travel in. The men of the tribe sat on small wooden seats in front of the camel's hump. Then they left the camp
and my men and I walked behind. We now had terrible stomach aches from drinking the dirty water, but our master didn't allow us to stop. We climbed a hill of soft, very hot sand, and our feet sank deep with every step. Sharp stones cut our feet and legs. In addition to this torture, our skin burnt like meat in the sun. I thought I might die before I could reach the top of the hill, and I stopped to rest. Then I felt a terrible pain on my back. It was my master's stick.